Art Along the Hudson is a unique year-round collaborative marketing effort to promote towns on or near the Hudson River as vibrant arts and cultural communities. In 2012, Art Along the Hudson will celebrate the arts in 10 artistically focused communities on the Hudson River. Garrison Arts Center and Cold Spring Arts have joined forces to host the 9th annual Art Along the Hudson kickoff event on May 10th. A juried exhibition of works by artists from each of the participating towns will be held along with other exhibitions and offerings for the evening. Here now to tell us more about it, Linda Hubbard. She's chair and Art Along of Art Along the Hudson. Linda, welcome. Thank you very much.
Oh, thanks for having us. We're delighted to be here.
Well, it's a delight to have you back, and I thank you very much for sharing once again. Barbara Galazzo is here, co-chair of Art Along the Hudson, and for the kickoff. Barbara, thank you very much for joining us. Very nice to have you here.
Thank you.
And Mary Ann Syrek is the secretary of the Garrison Arts Center Board, and Mary Ann, delight to have you here as well. Thank you.
My pleasure. Glad to be here.
Well, Linda, let us begin with you as chair of Art Along the Hudson. This has been going on for 9 years?
9 years, and I tell you, we keep growing every year. The arts are alive and well in the Hudson. It gets bigger. It gets bigger. We produce a brochure every year, and our challenge this year has been to get everything on the brochure because we have so many art venues in our towns that it's just great fun. And I hope everybody comes out and really enjoys the arts in the Valley.
If you were to put out a comment card and said, here, I want your comments on Art Along the Hudson and what it has accomplished over this season, what would you want it to say on that card? I mean, to make your heart sing, what would it say?
To make my heart sing, I would want people to say, wow, I came to visit some of these towns in the Hudson Valley, and I went to the galleries, and I went to the theaters, and I went to this concert, and I had a fantastic time, and I brought some of the art home with me because I really wanted that wonderful memory of the great time I had in the Hudson Valley. So whether you go to Woodstock, or New Paltz, Saugerties, Kingston, Rhinebeck, Red Hook, Poughkeepsie, Beacon, Newburgh, Garrison, Cold Spring, or Peekskill. There is just fantastic art along it.
Should be a conductor. You can do that very well.
Take a breath.
Rhinebeck next. So that was a great answer. So then how do you facilitate that? I assume over the 9 years you learn how to make that happen for people.
Well, we have a website, artalongthehudson.com, which has links to all of the towns, all of the studio tours, everything that's happening. And we have a brochure that contains that. We also do print ads. So we really try to work very hard on getting the word out about all the great events and art that we do have. And the kickoff event, which I'm delighted that this year we are in Garrison and Cold Spring for the event, it is going to bring together, I think we have over 200 RSVPs so far, and I know the RSVPs are growing. So all of you out there, if you want to come, you better RSVP right away because we're filling up fast. So you can come on the river, and Barbara and her team and Mary have just done a fantastic job getting ready for this.
Now, Barbara, you're the Cold Spring contingent. Is that correct?
Yes, that is.
Okay. So what is it like to bring these artists together and give them this opportunity?
I think it's great. I think if you were doing it just one gallery or one artist, you wouldn't have nearly the amount of visibility that you have when you collectively do this together.
And it shows how eclectic the community is and the artists are.
Yes. You definitely get to see the diversity and you get to see how professional the artists are. I mean, most of these artists have come from the city. They've, you know, escaped from the city for the beauty here, for the relaxation and the inspiration. And, you know, you can see them other places, but this is where their home is now.
Mary Ann Syrek, as I mentioned, is the you're the Garrison contingent.
I sure am. Here I am.
So what is the I assume to have it in Garrison to kick it off and to be the spotlight is really special.
Oh, we're so pleased. The only thing that's in Garrison really for the community to gather is the landing, and that's where we are as an art center. And it was actually where Hello, Dolly! Was filmed. So it's a beautiful setting. It's right on the river, but it's basically the theater.
Oh, is that right in the I never
right
knew
there.
That.
Oh,
wow.
Yeah.
That's very cool.
So
yeah,
next
yeah.
time you come see us, you go see the movie first and you'll
yeah.
be, you'll think everything famous
cool.
is happening in Garrison. But we really are a great place for the community of Garrison to gather because there is no town of Garrison. It's Cold Spring, basically.
Right.
So we are an arts center and we provide a lot of services for children and adults, you know, to learn art, to be a venue for people to show art because we also have 10 gallery shows a year. So many people come down to that landing and there's a few businesses down there and you know we are the hub for I guess the gathering point of Garrison and for artists to express themselves. So we're so happy to be the hosts for this event and glad they asked us. Yeah.
Linda, give us a sense when we say kickoff event of the time frame that we're obviously this art goes on year round and,
oh, yes.
and day in day out and
yes.
you know 24/7 as we unfortunately say culturally.
Yes.
But so how is this different in the sense of putting a spotlight on it and this marketing effort of being an event?
Well, it's a wonderful opportunity for the people from all of these communities to gather, both the artists, the business folks, the media folks. It just gives them a great opportunity to come together and talk about it. Mary Kay Burba, who is the head of Hudson Valley Tourism, is going to speak. Libby Pataki, who is the head of Putnam County Tourism, is going to speak. And we also have Lisa Robb, who is head of the New York Council for Arts. So we have great speakers, and it's just a wonderful time for people to get together, enjoy the Garrison mm-hmm. Arts Center, which right on the river is absolutely beautiful. And then after the program, to all head up to Cold Spring, where there's an art exhibit and many different places along Main Street in Cold Spring that are going to be having special art shows for that evening, too.
That'll be about seven different venues plus the group exhibit. That'll be happening in Cold Spring.
In 2012, Art Along the Hudson will celebrate the arts in 10 artistically focused communities on the Hudson River, including Peekskill, Garrison, Cold Spring, Newburgh, Beacon, Poughkeepsie, New Paltz, Rhinebeck, Red Hook, Kingston, Saugerties, and Woodstock. I assume those communities sort of are naturals, right? I mean,
yes.
they just, that makes the most sense.
Yes, and they are the ones that have...
It's not like a vetting process.
Community,
it's just,
no, they have the community that have, you know, worked together to really kind of make the Art Along the Hudson happen. And like Kingston, which really kind of started the first Saturdays,
right.
They just have a wonderful team there centered by the Art Society of Kingston, and they just are a great base for the arts. So the communities, plus, don't forget, we have 8 studio tours this year. And Beacon just had theirs. We had 62 artists. And the studio tours are just a fantastic way to come meet an artist, learn about what they do, how they do it, learn about their passion. It is, I tried to get to every one of those 62. I don't think I made them all, but I tried. But I will tell you.
Was it over a weekend or a day?
Yes, it was 2 days. I had 2 days to do it.
Wow.
But
goodness.
First weekend in June is Peekskill.
Yep.
And so everybody ought to mark that down on the calendar. And then there's more studio tours coming up in August, September, and October. So you ought to go to the website, see when they are. Cold Spring, yours is in October,
October 13th and 14th.
Yeah.
And you know, and you cannot, most of these studios you can't really just go into. They're not open to the public.
No,
except for the open studios, yeah.
Yeah. So it's artalongthehudson.com, and you can find out the schedule of the studio tours,
right,
as well as the events that will be happening up and down the Hudson River throughout the next several months. As far as the actual kickoff event, that's May 10th in Cold Spring, and what can we expect from that?
First, you will go the Art Along the Hudson, where it's 3 artists from each of the 10 towns is exhibited at phillipstown.info, which is 69 Main Street. We also have exhibits at the Chapel Restoration, which is right on the river. And then you come down the village and you'll see Gallery 66, Terrence Donovan Gallery, Marina Gallery. There are also some art venues at some of the restaurants. Catherine's Tuscan Grill has an art venue show. And there's music at Silver Spoon. There's art at the Depot Restaurant. So there are about 8 or 9 venues there that you can go to.
Marietta, nice opportunity to show off for the artists, isn't it?
Oh, yeah, yes. For the Garrison Arts Center, I'll tell you, we are really terrific, and we invite everyone to come year-round. We always have shows year-round, and that's garrisonartscenter.org, and you can see our programs there. And I also, as an artist myself and as an interior designer, I work with Catherine's, and she mentioned her restaurant, and we know I try to put four shows there a year of artists. So we really independently are all women working to keep art alive in the Valley and to let people know that fine artists really do exist and live mm-hmm. in the Hudson Valley, many of whom are living there and exhibiting in major museums and art galleries in New York City. And people wonder where these artists come from. Well, a lot of them do come right from the Valley, and it's a simple train ride up the Hudson, and a beautiful one at that. So please come visit us.
Well, absolutely. And I know Linda and I have talked about this in the past in your visits of just how much talent there is to be had. And as you indicated at the very beginning of our discussion about trying to find fit everybody on the on the map and in the brochure, it's we have this abundance, you know, this embarrassment of riches.
We think that there's well over 1,000 artists in these 10 communities. Plus, there's over 400 of them that participate in the studio tours.
Wow.
And there's over 150 art festivals and community art events going on this year. So there is just a tremendous amount of wealth and riches in the arts here. And we just hope that those of you that live in the Valley, you know, get out there. You just go and just enjoy the concerts, enjoy the beauty, go to one of the Beacon's Second Saturdays, walk up and down the street. There is just so much for you to enjoy right here in your own. And those of you that are listening but don't live in the Valley, come visit us and come spend a day in Cold Spring and then head down to Peekskill or up to Garrison and go across the river to Newburgh. I mean, there is so much to see and enjoy in our area that I just hope you all come out.
Well, it's very exciting, and you're very passionate and excited about it, and
yes,
that's
I am.
Good. I have to say, we're out of time, but I have to say, just the fact that there are 400 artists as part of the studio tour, and knowing what a nightmare that must be to put together, thank you for doing it, because that's really great work.
Well, let me tell you, every community, there's, you know, the 8 studio tours, and there's a whole team in each of those communities putting together the studio tours that works on it.
That's impressive.
It's a lot of work, but boy,
and a lot of pepper
squirm
cookies.
It's fantastic.
You can find out more information at artalongthehudson.com, artalongthehudson.com, and you all have your separate websites. So Garrison is
garrisonartscenter.org.
Garrisonartscenter.org.
ColdSpringArts.com.
ColdSpringArts.com. And
artalongthehudson.com, which will link you to both of those.
Yes. Excellent. One-stop shopping.
Yes.
Linda, Barbara, Marianne, I thank you very much for being here. Find out more information about the kickoff event, which takes place on May 10th. A delight to have you here, as always. Thank you very much, and
thank
best
you,
of
Jim.
Luck.
Thank you.
Thank you.
You're listening to The Roundtable on WAMC.